You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets podcast. I'm doing some more Q&As today, which I'm excited for. Today's question is coming from Den Lopez. And Den has a question about after your funnel's done and launched and live, then what? And not so much specific about how to get traffic, but how do you optimize? How do you test? Like, what's the process? How do we do it? So with that said, let me play his question and then we will jump right in.
Hey, Russell. Thank you for this, man. My question is, once you have a funnel that's working okay, I see in your book, you say like spend money and then what do you change? But it's like confusion. Like, is there a place where you can get help? Like, listen, you could do this or you can do that, or, you know, like just like you've got so much support till that point. But once your funnel is built, like how do you get to the next level, you know?
Okay, so I think it's a good question. And it's something that's like I always say in this game, there's like the art and the science, right? And so I can teach the science, right? The science is like, okay, page one, page two, page three, hook, story, offer, you know, emotion, logic, fear. Like there's all these frameworks for the science, right? Because that's what it is, frameworks. And the second part is the art. It's like the things we're putting out there. And so even within the art, though, I try to create frameworks, create science within the art, right? That's what the Expert Secrets book is all about. Like, okay, the art is you presenting and getting people excited enough to buy. Well, what's the science behind that? Well, science is like, okay, you know, new opportunities, secret one, two, three, stacking the clothes, you know, like, but it's still, even inside that, there's still the art that you have to bring on top of it, right? It's the words, it's the lingo, it's the offer, like all those kind of things like that I can't just give you. And honestly, I think it's similar with the testing, right? The testing is like, well, what's going to out-convert the other thing? We don't know, right? This is where you gotta, and half the times I guess I'm wrong, which is frustrating, right? But we always are testing. And so a couple of different things to think about, right? I'm going to try to make this as, you know, as scientific as possible, but also understanding that there's this art where you're just throwing crap against the wall and trying to see what's going to work, okay? So traditionally what happens, like, let's say we build a funnel and we launch it, it's doing well, but I want to start testing stuff. The first thing we're going to test is the landing page. And I'm not going to do micro things. A lot of times I see people like, oh, we changed the text on the button and increased conversion by blah, like, those are like little incremental changes and they're great over the long term, but they don't have like, they're not like big needle movers. Like I want a big needle mover. So what typically happens is the first test is the landing page. I'm doing two radically different versions of the landing page. Okay. That's the first thing. So it might be one page where there's a headline, sales video, order button. And second page where there's no headline, or there's always gonna be a headline. There's no video. It's just text, right? I'm texting video versus text. And that could be a big test, right? Or maybe one of it is like, video with a two-step order form on the side. The other one is video with a button underneath. If they click on it, the order form pops up, right? But they're two radically different designs, okay? Because traditionally, that's going to have a bigger needle move than just tweaking a headline or just tweaking a thing, right? Like I'm doing a radical change first, okay? And so that's usually the very first thing that I'm testing, right? And after I find from that, like, hey, this one's converting, this one's beating the other one three times over, then it's like, now I can start going deeper. And so that's kind of the first initial test. Now, where do I get ideas for these tests? This comes back to funnel hacking, right? Like when I create a book funnel, I look at 100 different book funnels before I create it. I'm looking at how the different structures are. I'm like, okay, this person's structured this way, someone else did this way. Let's see which one's going to work, right? And I'm testing two different versions against each other. Okay. So that's usually the first test. And honestly, we normally set that test up before we start driving traffic initially, because I don't know which one's going to win. Right. So that's the first test. We set it up, we launch it. And then that's kind of where we start this whole game starts. Right. Number two, now we start like letting traffic go throughout the funnel. And I start looking back at what's happening. So I say, okay, how much am I spending on the ads? Cause that's one point that we need to test, right? Different ad creatives, like which ad creatives are going to get the cheapest clicks and actually convert people the highest, right? So we're looking there. So we're testing multiple creatives and trying to see which one's going to work. Then the landing page, what percent did it convert at? Then we've got the sales page. What percent did it convert at? What upsell one, upsell two? Like we're going through and I'm just mapping out the process, right? And then I start looking at like what things am I happy with, right? If I'm getting a 15% conversion rate on sales page, like that's amazing. Like I'm not going to touch it. Like it's probably as close to flawless as I'm going to get, right? But if I have a 0.5% conversion, I'm like, okay, this is not working. Like I look at this like a pipe, right? There's a clog in the pipe and nothing's getting through. It's getting stuck there, right? So I feel like, how do I unclog that pipe? And maybe it's not on the sales page. Maybe it's on upsell number one or upsell two. Maybe it's like, you know, we're getting 8% conversion on sales page, which is amazing. Upsell number one, we're getting, you know, 22% conversion rate, which is pretty dang good. Upsell number two, we're getting 1% conversion rate, right? It's like, oh, there's the pipe is stuck there. That's what I need to look at, right? So I come back and the same thing, I'm looking, okay, what is it? It's either the hook, the story, or the offer. Like this is, I joke about this from stage a lot, but literally this is what it is. Like at each step in the process, it's going to be either the hook, the story, or the offer, right? Even our initial split test, which is two radically different landing pages, after I've tested that, then what I do? I come back and I ask the question, all right, is it the hook, the story, or the offer? Okay, the hook's not that good. Okay, let's try it. The split test, two different headlines, right? Okay, this hook increased conversion by 30%. Sweet. I'm starting to unclog that pipe, right? Then come back, okay, now we did the hook. It's a story. Like, oh, the story's good. Or like, is there a better story? Something more intriguing? Did I tell too much? Is it too long? Is it boring? Do I need to have it more of a blind offer? Like where I don't tell as much. I'm just kind of talking about what it's not as opposed to telling what it is. Like these are some of the things I'm thinking about on the story side of it. And then hook, story, offer. Like, is the offer good? Like, oh, maybe no one wants this because the product sucks. No one actually wants this thing, right? Can I change the offer? Can I increase some bonuses? Do I need to? Like those are the things I'm looking at, right? But then this is an iterative process. We do it over and over and over again, right? And we're looking at the funnel like, okay, are the ads converting? Landing page, upsell one, upsell two, upsell three. Okay, what's working? What's not working? Okay, is a hook, story, offer. Where is the pipe stuck? Okay, today's focus on upsell number one. And keep tweaking that test until it's got enough throughput. And now it's converting. Cool, let's go to the next one. And that's the game, okay? I've talked about this before, like the mantra of give yourself a raise every single day. We used to have that in our old offices above the door. We had it kind of like, you know, when you're going out to a football field above and you're walking out the tunnel and they have the thing up above, it's like, I don't know, we're going to win. All the football players tap on the way out. Like we have something like that where it's like, give yourself a raise every day. And you walk the door and we all tap that we coming through. And that was the mantra, right? And the mantra is, how do we give ourselves a raise today? And we don't do it by launching a new product, new course, whatever. It's like, how do we tweak this funnel so that based on, we're spending the same amount of money on the ads, but if we get twice as many people into buying, like we gave ourselves a huge raise today, right? So it's coming back and just iterating on that process. Okay. So that's kind of the testing thing. I would say that my guess is 90% of marketers never get to that first phase. They launch a funnel, either works or doesn't. And then if it doesn't, then they move on to the next thing. You know what I mean? And so understanding that, it's like launching it, getting as good as you can, and then picking a piece and iterate every day, give yourself a raise. But those are the things that we're doing to optimize and get it better. Again, it's hard because like, I don't know how you write a book or teach a course on that. It's not so much like here's the path as much as like, okay, let's throw something up against the wall. Let's try a purple background versus the white background. Let's try a completely different headline. Let's change the picture. Let's change the image. You're throwing all these different things out there and just trying to see which one's going to actually work. And it always blows my mind, like, you know, what ends up working. Man, about 10 years ago, we wrote a book called 108 Split Test Winners, which we used to sell. I think there's a PDF somewhere. I don't even know. Let me see if I can find it in the next 5 seconds. Okay, well, I do know this. If you go to marketingsecrets.com and you go to the homepage, first thing is go drop a question down there. It says, ask Russell anything, record a question, and I'll maybe answer it. But number two, if you go to free reports, I think. Yeah, 108 split test winners. So if you go to, if you click on there, it takes you to a link and you can download the book. But it's an old book we put together, but it had 108 split test winners. And just like flipping through that book will give you ideas like, ooh, I could try this. Ooh, I could try that. And you see stuff we did in the past that won and things that lost and just will stimulate the ideas in your mind. So that's kind of the game plan. That's how it works. I hope that helps, Dan. And hopefully for any of you guys who are struggling or trying to figure this out, it'll make this game more fun for you because it really is a game. I mean, imagine you come and you tweak something in your funnel and you increase your conversions by 30%. So giving yourself a 30% raise by making a little tweak, like, come on. You have to go to college for another 2 years to increase your income by 30% any other profession. Yet here we get it by testing different headlines or different videos. Like, come on. It's the best game in the world. So have fun with it. Play with it. Hope this helps. And we'll see you guys all again on the next episode. Again, if you have any questions, go to marketingsecrets.com, post your question, and maybe I'll answer it live here on the show. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.